您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Millions of Chinese watched a 104-minute documentary called Under the Dome or 穹顶之下 over the weekend, which is released by Chai Jing, a former China Central Television news anchor. The documentary sparks huge controversy during the past 2 days. 这两天大家都应该被柴静所刷屏了，这位前中央电视台的女主持人独立拍摄的空气污染调查纪录片《穹顶之下》在中国的网络上掀起了讨论高潮。 And let's have a very brief listen of one of the clips.
他被诊断为良性肿瘤，在出生之后就要接受手术，手术很成功，但是回家的路上我就已经开始感到害怕了，全是烟熏火燎的味儿，我就拿一个手绢捂在他鼻子上，这样做很蠢，因为他会挣扎，就会呼吸的更多。是每天都这样呀、
啊？每天每年都是的，憋住三年了，自己解裂，
像那些疯病一样，他是强制挨住。
This is part of the documentary, and as you can all hear, she begins by telling the tale of her daughter who was diagnosed with a benign tumor even before she was born. And that's also part of the area that got some criticism. But criticism aside, let's first talk about the popularity of it. Really, how popular is it? Have you seen anything of such scale? And why is it that everybody seemed to have watched it?
Yeah, I think this is certainly the most talked about event over the weekend. And this documentary got around 100 million clicks within just 24 hours after it's been released online. And the discussion about this is just all over the internet. I remember just a few hours after this was released in my moments or friend circle on WeChat,three out of five updates was about this, and it was just the biggest thing over the weekend. And I think to some extent it's not that hard to understand. First of all, because of the theme, the content of this is about smog, and it is something that affects everybody in China, it seems, not just in Beijing. So I think people are really concerned about our own well-being, and alsoYou have to say, Chai Jing, she is a celebrity in her own right, despite the fact that she's been, you know, working as a journalist all her life. But, and she's a bit of a controversial figure, and her comeback to the public eye was with this presentation or documentary, with this sensitive theme, and it gets all the interest up.
Yeah, first of all, I mean, again, and I know I can be a little bit nitpicky about some of these things, but it's not really a documentary. And in fact, I was very confused by this because English language media is calling it a documentary. And then I go to watch the video and I'm like, well, wait a second, where's the documentary? It's just a woman giving a talk. And that's really what it comes down to. It was just a highly produced talk that she gave that was supplemented by pictures and by video. Much of the video was just previous interviews that she had done. And we can kind of talk about that in a minute. I mean, again, in terms of criticism and so on and so on. But definitely, I mean, I think that really what we're seeing is just very much a change in emphasis on what is important in people's lives. And so if we look at just the evolution of Chinese culture as well as the evolution of Chinese lifestyle, before it was either out of ignorance or out of, you know, tacit acceptance that, yes, we need to, in order to, you know, revive our nation, we have to accept a certain level of dirtiness, of pollution, of...gray skies. But as things are quickly changing, as China has become a fairly strong economic and political power across the world, as our own lifestyle is such that I can go out and buy a pair of shoes whenever I want, I can make sure that I can never go hungry, well, pollution and, you know, longer-term health is much, much more important.
And also, I think, yes, China has made major developments and achievements in economics, but when it comes to the well-being of people and also the public health issue, that this essentially is about, I think people are more concerned about it. And we have reached a stage that we have to address these problems. And this actually is really interesting for me. And I think partially because if I wasn't doing this show, Roundtable, I wouldn't have known all the stuff about the smog situation and how it's developed. But what Chaixing has done so brilliantly is she's not presenting new information for us media people, I think, but she connected the dots and made it into something that holds a lot of truth and logic and is easy for people to understand. And I think that's hugely important for the public to know. Because previously, I mean, we know there is a smog problem. We feel it often. But how did it happen? What are the possible cures to it? Or what brought us to this dire situation? We don't know. And I think it's what she's done that's worth merit is really educating people and rising this public awareness and discussion.
So it's popularization then. I mean, because I mean, in the academic areas, in the fields of climatology, in the fields of biology, and many other areas, the information's all out there. It's been publicized to a certain degree. The bits and pieces here, you know, we always talk about limiting traffic in Beijing. Why do we want to limit traffic in Beijing? Well, it's not just congestion, but it's also pollution, and you know all these different things. And so really, I think that you know what she's done, as Haiyang said, what she's done really is nothing new. I think it's important to realize that the information is out there and has been out there for a long time. If you've wanted to look for it, if you've had the time and the energy, but what she's done is perhaps equally as important, which is popularization, which is making information understandable and available to as many people as possible.
That's true. What impressed me personally the most is the way that she presented information, because God, there are lots of information in there. She basically used three figures and half a chart per minute. That's, you know, what people have summarized. But the way that she used it were still able to be understood by most people who had not had training in research and how to write a thesis, things like that. So, and they were presented in a powerful way with her, you know, seemingly calm narration. She was able to make this issue very important to everyone. So, you know, there's
nothing
wrong
with it. She didn't make it important to everyone. It is already important to people. In a sense, she has not created anything. She has not created a movement. She has not created awareness. She has presented information in a coherent manner that resonates with the way that we already feel.
Yes, true. But coherent is the key word here. I mean, in terms of production quality, I would say that her team has done a good job, although in terms of presentation, it's mainly her doing all the monologue, but she really had a strong team that were able to present information in a professional and logical manner. But coming back to all the criticism, because indeed there were lots of criticism, I would say around half and half in my moments or in my friend circle, half praises and half criticism. But why is it that this has aroused so much criticism, and do you think that they all make sense?
I think the criticism mostly is targeting her, the person who's giving this presentation, so Chaixing. And I think that's the bit that I find it very annoying, because I think when you're looking at a person's product that he or she has produced, you should be judging by the content itself and not confusing it with the person who is carrying this out. And I think a lot of the criticism is just saying that the fact that Chaixing, she gave birth to her daughter in America, makes her someone who doesn't either love her country as much or is somehow showing that she is a bit hypocritical when she is discussing public health issues or issues that concern people, well, her compatriots. And I think a lot of the criticism is just targeting her own personal conduct and stuff like that. And I personally don't think that is relevant when we should be just looking at, does this presentation make sense? Does it tell the truth?
Well, this is the problem when celebrities, politicians, and other controversial figures try to weigh in, is that they are, in some ways, they compromise the message. right? They make the message in some senses actually weaker because it's easy to attack them personally. I mean, pollution's a problem, period. Pollution was a problem before Chaijing. It'll be a problem after Chaijing. But the problem is now, is that now she's weighed in. She's created this thing. The debate isn't so much about, I mean, it partly is, of course, it is about pollution, but now it's also about her. It's also about her as a person, her as a personality. When the issue, you know, before and after is pollution, but somehow here we are talking about her.
Yeah, and it is about people have dug out information about what car she drives. Is she a smoker or not? Actually, her Weibo account has come out to say that no, she's not a smoker. This is the latest response, and just all kinds of things that's surrounding her own personal life. But what I think maybe has an argument against her regarding this this presentation she did was that some people are not comfortable with her putting so much emphasis on her daughter and saying that this is not a neutral way of presenting news or a depiction of a news story, that she's putting in too much personal information into it. But I would say she is she has self-funded a project and presenting it as something that's carrying her title, not the title of CCTV or whatever news organization, and presenting the view on certain facts that she has. And I think that's fine. I don't really see if there is a problem with that, because it's very obvious where she's coming from.
First of all, we should not treat this as news. We should not treat this as a report, nor should we treat this anything like an investigative report or anything like this. This is a documentary. This is a presentation. This is something that was just designed to appeal to your emotion and persuade you to think in a certain way. And so I think, you know, it's a bit disingenuous to start accusing her of doing otherwise, because it obviously wasn't. And this is the thing about any type of any time that a presenter or a documentarian brings in these personal moving stories, I think we do need. I mean, in my mind, it raises some red flags, because these are ways of manipulating people into believing or into agreeing or into feeling a certain way. Again, pollution is a problem. I'm not going to disagree with that. Of course not. But I think that we just have to be careful when, again, documentarians, presenters, when they start to present these stories and you can feel yourself moved by them, you can feel yourself being identified with them, they are manipulating you. And so again, I mean, I think that really we just need to be very careful with things like what she's doing, because we can be easily misled. We can be easily, you know, think that they are presenting the truth somehow, when really, I mean, video, especially pictures, you know, really, I mean, it only presents part of the story. Whenever we look at a presentation or a documentary like this, they're presenting us with one side. And I think that really we just have to keep in mind that when it comes to pollution here in China, yes, it's a huge problem, as I've said a million times just now. But the questions are, really, how do we rationally tackle it? What can we actually do about it, while at the same time, perhaps more importantly, keeping China's economy intact? And this is the bigger problem for the central government, really, is how do you... I mean, long-term survival is predicated upon short-term survival. And so if the economy is not strong, well, there is no long-term survival for the Chinese economy, unfortunately.
But I don't think it's a choice between environment versus GDP, as if you choose environment, then, you
it's
know...
It's not about... My point here isn't about GDP, but the actual strength and stability of the economy. Because really what we're talking about in many cases is jobs. As we saw in the presentation as well, you know, an official kind of laughed it off. Like, what can we do? I mean, again, 100,000 jobs for one factory. And how do you shut that down? What are you supposed to do? And so unless there's clear... And coherent policy, it's going to be very difficult to make larger changes.
That's true, and that's also one thing I think should be highlighted maybe even more in the presentation, is that it has described and presented to us that this is a very complicated situation, that we see almost like there's something not right with, from the government to implementation to private companies, public companies, and to the way that we use fuel as everyday people, but I think it seems that a lot of the responsibility has not been carried out by the bigger players in the game. And I think that is the focus. And I think when it comes to private to citizens, all Chai Jing has said is that you should drive your car a bit less. And what else? Oh, call that emergency number to report. And I just think that part is a bit unconvincing for me. And I think the immediate reaction, at least I got from this, was that the government needs to have a response. Either it's conjuring, coming up with new policies, or somehow responding to this in a more urgent manner.
Yeah, yes, and that's part of the criticism as well. Some people say that she's siding with the government in a PR campaign, while some people say that she's overly critical of the government. But whatever her original aim or purpose is, I think we should look at the impact of this, whether this will have a make a real difference. And some people said that she has picked a good timing to release this because it's before the two sessions.
I mean, either way, I mean, whether she agrees with or criticizes the government somehow, it is going to put pressure, you know, with the two meetings coming up. I think that in the end, in terms of longer-term impact, it's not going to have all that much because pollution and the environment is such a huge, huge problem. It doesn't matter how many people agree or also believe that pollution is a problem. It's very complicated, and it's going to take a while to really tease out some real and actual solutions.
One last thing I'd like to say is I think this is going to become a textbook example of how media has changed now and how we're getting information and how information is being disseminated. And I think it's going to be a good lesson for all people to learn.
Yeah, that's true. And Koei, one of our WeChat listeners, says there are a lot of different voices. I tend to really thank Chai Jing for producing this because, you know, she is not with CCTV and she doesn't have the social responsibility to do that. Plus, she probably have enough money to emigrate to another country, which she didn't, and instead she spent the money to do this. So, also she said one of the sentences that I remember the most is when Chai said, 我不想这么活着，我们要做的即是此时此刻此生，so kind of being a responsible citizen.